After the service, you are more than welcome to come up and get the candle that was honoring your, that is now honoring your loved one, and you are more than welcome to take that home with you if you would like. I have to say, didn't the worship arts team do awesome in their decorating of the altar this morning? Praise God. This morning's scripture is taken from the Gospel of John. I invite you to turn with me to the Gospel of John, chapter 4. Now, if you are unfamiliar with the Bible, that is totally fine, but we want you to feel welcome and a part of this church. And so, those that do know, where is the Gospel of John in the Bible? Is it the Old or the New Testament? New Testament. Now, the New Testament is just a small section in the back of your Bible, and it begins with what? And finally? So, the Gospel of John, chapter 4. Now, I'm going to do things a little different today than I have in a while, at least, which probably doesn't surprise many of you. But keep this available, whether using your own Bible or the pew Bibles. We're going to be stepping through this chapter this morning, so please keep this available throughout the sermon. So John chapter 4, we're going to begin with verse 7. Once you find that, if you could close your Bible on your finger, and if you're able, please stand with me. Doug, my clicker's not working. Thank you. Let's raise those Bibles above our heads this morning. Let's say this loud and proud. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read John chapter 4, beginning with verse 7. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone to the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria? Jews do not share things in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is so deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well and with his sons and his flocks drank from it?" Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. As I like to do, I've created a sermon notes insert for you. If you would grab that and grab a pen or a pencil, that would be awesome. Follow along this morning. On the back side of this is a study guide that follows this sermon's topic. I invite you to take this home along with your joys and concerns insert. And when you spend time with God, you have a little devotion that you can use during the week.